I was on a plane from Budapest to Beirut for some evangelistic meetings in that city. After the dinner tray had been removed, I turned to the Lord in prayer. There were lots of things to pray about that night. The safety of the flight, the spiritual and physical welfare of the family back home, the ongoing and continued fruitfulness of the ministry I just left in Scotland and England. There were many things. But as I continued to pray, one thing became a great burden in my heart. It continued to weigh heavier and heavier as we flew through the night skies. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, prayer and evangelism. I began to pray for the conversion of a Muslim. I am well aware of the fact that there have been missionaries who have labored their entire lifetime in the Middle East who have never seen a Muslim come to Christ. But I knew the burden to pray was from the Lord Himself, so I made it a matter of earnest prayer. In spite of the fact that the group is one of the most difficult in the world to reach with the gospel, the Holy Spirit began to bring passages of Scripture to mind. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Ah, Lord God, behold, Thou hast made heaven and earth by Thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for Thee. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. These and other passages flooded my mind as we sailed through the night. I was encouraged by the letter I had received from the man who was responsible for the meetings in Beirut. He had written this: How are we preparing for this? At this time, 20 people have committed themselves to spend an hour a day and 2 hours on Saturday for your time here. This will go on for a month and a half in preparation for your visit. Here were 20 people spending an hour a day and 2 hours on Saturday for 6 weeks prior to the meetings. I had the assurance from God that He was going to do something unusual. After a meeting one night when I had preached the gospel and given my testimony, we saw the answer to that prayer. Among those who received Christ was a young Muslim of about 25 years of age. The next evening at the rally at one of the universities, this person came up to me and literally glowed with thankfulness and excitement over her newfound faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There were many who responded to the message of salvation as a result of those meetings, and the key to it all was prayer. I have a friend named Linda who began to pray for one of the members of a very successful and popular singing group here in America. Year after year, Linda prayed for one of them to come to Christ. Today, this person travels all over the U.S., performing in concerts and giving his testimony for Christ. I am sure it was the faithful prayers of my friend Linda that were instrumental in this man's conversion. The Apostle Paul wrote, Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that it might be saved. I am sure there are people that you know who need the Savior. Make a list and faithfully pray for them by name. And don't be discouraged if the answer does not come immediately. Keep praying. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God is more concerned for their salvation than you are. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He waits for us to pray. May God bless you as you pray for the salvation of those without Christ.